There is usually only misery that comes from living through a bad ice storm. That was partly the case with such a storm that hit upstate New York. But from that storm came an idea for a place that today draws thousands of visitors to the Adirondacks. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. As Nick Gunn explains, it all began with a bad winter storm.
About 25 years ago or so, this area of the Adirondacks was ravaged by an ice storm. The Wild Center's founder, Betsy Lowe, actually started a very small exhibit on the ice storm.
That exhibit was at the local Environmental and Conservation Office near Tupper Lake, New York, inside the Adirondack State Park. It was just the beginning.
A group of friends actually got together at her place in Tupper Lake, where we are located now, and decided that would be really interesting for this area, would be to tell the natural history of this region. So from that one little meeting birthed the idea of the Wild Center, and now we are here in Tupper Lake.
The Wild Center began in 2006 and is today on a tract of over 100 acres.
The offerings here at the Wild Center are as unique as the Adirondacks themselves. You know, whether it is going on a naturalist-led canoe trip or it's exploring Forest Music Trail, which is an immersive sound experience. It's that fun mashup of Natural History Museum and Science Center and aquarium and outdoor trail systems.
One of the most visited trails is a path that takes you into the air.
In 2015, we opened a Wild Walk, which is that outdoor canopy walk that takes folks about 40 feet off of the ground to show them a different perspective on the Adirondacks.
The Wild Center is a unique blend of places to explore, about half an hour or so west of well-known Lake Placid. Traveling the countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.